You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 154. Will you choose love or pain? Thank you for tuning in to the show today. We have a powerful message from Spirit that everyone needs to hear. This message has been with me for some time now, and I've been working hard over the past few days to get it to you. But before we get to our subject, I want to take a few minutes to say congratulations to Deborah Colombero for becoming our very first ordained lightworker. Deborah answered the call just a week after I sent it out. She's been a longtime listener of the podcast since it started, as a matter of fact, and she passed the test with flying colors. I'm so very proud of her because she has grown so much over the past 3 years. She will be our guest on Awaken the Goddess in episode number 6, so you'll get to know her a little better in that show. She's a beautiful soul, and I'm so happy to have her come on board. She will make a phenomenal lightworker because she has a heart made of pure gold. Once again, congratulations, Deborah, and welcome to our family of light. Okay, back to our topic for today. Spirit says that life is about making conscious choices, but most people are far from living conscious lives. Most are in reaction mode and not in creator mode. They only react to what is going on around them, and they're never in control of their manifestations. For one, most have no clue that they are creating the circumstances of their reality. They have forgotten that life is a classroom and that you are here to learn important lessons, lessons that can only be learned in a physical incarnation. These lessons were designed to help you grow as a spiritual being, to take you further on your eternal journey. Spirit wants to remind us that we choose who we want to be our teacher in this life. We have the ability to choose to learn our lessons from love or from pain because they are the most powerful of teachers. And this is because our physical lives are dominated by relationships, and you have the experience of love and pain predominantly from those relationships. So it would make sense that our greatest lessons in life would emanate from the relationships that surround us. Now, how do you know who your teacher is? Spirit says that most humans are learning from pain because they refuse to grow and to let go. Humans are stubborn and slow learners. They like to keep doing the same things over and over again, thinking they're going to get different results. And you know what we call that, insanity. But they believe that one day something will change. But instead, what really happens is they continue to stay on the wheel of karma, life after life, by making the same mistakes over and over again. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's time to do something different in your life. You see, that's the power of knowledge, finding out something new. And that new information can help you change your life and free you from the wheel of karma. The fact is that life is a choice and you chose to be here. You need to remember that. You're not being punished for anything. It only starts to feel like a punishment when you're being hard-headed. You need to start listening to your inner guidance because it's trying to tell you something. It's trying to tell you what you need to do to get out of the situation that you found yourself in, to get out of the maze. You just need to listen. You need to know that you can choose how you receive your information, your lessons. You can choose the hard way or you can choose the easy way. You see, the hard way is really the path of love. And the easy way is through pain. It's easy to choose pain because you're running from the work that you need to be doing within yourself. The path of love is hard because when you're on that path, you can't run. not from yourself, and not from your responsibility to creating your life. You can't blame anyone else for your problems. And now you must take responsibility for your own creations. It's your choice to either live a reactionary life or to take your power back. You can continue to do what's not working or to actually change something. But the change starts with you. Change demands conscious effort and conscious thought. This means the only way to change your life and your outer relationships is to change yourself from within. So let's talk about why most people choose not to change and choose pain to be their teacher. It's because most people live in fear and they fear change. When change comes, things will be different. So it's simply the fear of the unknown. You see, in order for love to be your teacher, you have to have courage. You have to have faith. You have to have trust. You must become vulnerable to yourself. You must begin to believe in yourself. And the greatest of these is to believe that you are worthy of love. Did you hear that? You must believe that you are worthy to experience love. You choose pain because it's easy to choose pain. And you believe that you're supposed to be suffering for something. That's why your life is filled with pain, because you believe in it. But when you begin to know that you are worthy of love, and that's truly what you came here to experience, then and only then will you start to change your life and make choices that feel good and those that make you feel powerful. When you choose love, you have to trust that you are safe to put your guard down. And you must be willing to lay all your cards on the table, even if that means that you can get hurt, because you know that you have the power to bounce back from being hurt. If you fall off the bike, you just wipe yourself off and get back on it and start riding again. That's life. Otherwise, you're not living. You're just existing because you're afraid of getting hurt. You're here on this planet to learn about love and about pain. Pain is a natural part of the path of love, but it was never meant to become your only teacher. Pain was to be like the occasional cloudy day, where you get to contemplate what went wrong, what you could have done differently, or why it all happened. Love is your natural path. And when you don't allow yourself to learn the lessons of love, then you never allow yourself to find out who you truly are. You never allow yourself to grow. Love makes you contemplative. It makes you think. That's how you grow. When you walk around in life with your guard up, keeping everyone else out, you never peek into the depths of your own heart and soul to find out who you are. Relationships help to bring things out of you, things that you didn't know were in you. They help you purge yourself of unwanted attributes, and they help you really see who you are. If you can't receive love from another, then you really don't trust yourself, and you don't feel worthy of it. This is what reflects outward and is then mirrored in your relationships in your life. Simply said, you fear the path of love because you don't love yourself and you don't feel worthy of love. You cannot experience anything that is not within you because life is only a mirror. When you choose the path of love, then you have to do the internal work. Your first relationship is with yourself. Once you learn how to love yourself, then you can and will draw other relationships into your life that will reflect that self-love. It's only in that way that you will be able to walk the path of love. Then choosing love to be your teacher will be easy. Love is the hardest path, but it has the greatest lessons. The rewards of choosing the path of love are greater than you can ever imagine. And love is the only teacher that can free you from the will of karma. It demands that you grow, that you stretch, that you forgive, that you believe, that you trust, that you purify your heart, and most of all, that you have faith that you will be okay. You must let your inner guard down in order for you to see what is within your heart. This is the work to see yourself, to see what is within you. And if there are things that you don't like in there, then clean them up. Do the work, because you will never manifest the life that you desire or healthy relationships until you establish a healthy and loving relationship with yourself. All of your other manifestations are only mirrors of that. Most people go through their entire lives choosing pain to be their teacher because they're lazy and they don't want to do the work. It's easier, they think, to just create a thicker skin and to numb themselves to the pain. They allow pain to be their teacher because, in truth, they live in fear. And all this does is keep them on the wheel of karma, never growing, continuing to bring them pain life after life. But pain was supposed to teach you something. It was supposed to teach you that you're doing something wrong and you're not listening to your inner guidance. You see, it's like being a rat in a maze. And the rat gets a shock, a signal of pain, every time it goes in the wrong direction. Your choices in life should make you feel good. They should make you feel strong. You should never be choosing things that make you feel bad or make you feel powerless. That's what your inner guidance is trying to tell you when you experience pain. You've been making the wrong choices. The pain is the signal, signifying that something is wrong. So when you feel pain in your mind, in your body, or in your spirit, this signifies that you're moving in the wrong direction in life, that you're thinking the wrong thoughts, that you're not listening to your higher self. You're not following your inner guidance. Following the guidance of your higher self is never easy, because it wants you to expand outside of your comfort zone. And in order for you to do that, it takes you into the unknown because it's trying to make you stretch and move beyond where you are now. It wants to guide you to the fulfillment of your dreams. So you have to trust where it's leading you, even though you don't know where that road is going to take you. So when you choose to start listening to your inner guidance, then you begin to embark on a path to the unknown. This is when you know that you have chosen love to be your teacher, and your work has only just begun. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. Please share this episode with someone that you know it will resonate with. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.